with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
It was a weekend of very heavy bangers if you were at Unify. So many bands that you know and love were there. People like Parkway Drive, Architects, Tonight Alive, Make Them Suffer also played. And during this set, in the pit, it appears, a group of young lads decided to start a game of Uno.
Yeah. And like Uno at a festival in general is a pretty bold call, I reckon, but particularly during a track like this. Draw four. You might have seen the video getting around of these dudes, like, essentially in the middle of a pit, buffering off attacks from all angles while people were, like,
trying to smash circle there.
Yeah, and they're just like, we've got a game of Uno to play here. The guy who had the idea, who started throwing down those cards, Josh, joins you on the line now. How you doing, Josh?
Yeah, good, good. How are you guys?
Good. So, why?
Why? Oh, why not? That's a better question.
How did you come up with the idea to start doing Uno during this?
So we're from Brisbane, so on the drive down, we've been obsessively playing Uno like every single day. Hey, every night just playing Uno. So even when we got to the festival, we were having a few bevs in the morning and playing a bit of Uno. And I think it just kind of came to me then. I said it like half jokingly to my mates, like, oh, it's pretty funny, we played in the pit, hey. And then my mates Alex and Casey were just so crazy keen on it that they just really pushed for it, and I don't know, it just ended up happening.
And like, how are people reacting around you? Because it seemed like some people were going, hey, the Uno, there's an Uno game here, be respectful, and other people were going, it's a pit, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know, but I was surprised. People were like getting really into it. We dropped some plus fours and some plus twos, and people were going, whoa! And they were really hyped into it. So, you know, that was really cool. We didn't actually get hit in the head too many times as well, which is also a plus. So I was pretty stoked on the reception of the pit Uno.
Did you get through many rounds, many hands?
We sort of like had to time it, so whenever the pit opened up enough, we'd run in and quickly play a little bit, and we'd run out, and then, yeah, we kept doing that a couple of times. Oh, yeah, it was good fun.
So is this the new thing? You're going to do it shows now?
Oh, yeah, I think we're talking about doing Monopoly next time. Doing it on
Whoa!
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
Do you know if that band Make Them Suffer know about it and have seen any of the videos getting around?
Oh, actually, dude, it's so insane. I think they shared the video, which is just the most ridiculous thing, because we didn't even know anyone filmed it. So that's like the first way we saw it, was Make Them Suffer sharing us playing Uno, which is just so crazy, so awesome. So I was way hyped on that. We all were.
Well, so if people see you in the pit playing Uno, are they free to join, or is it just an exclusive members club?
Oh, of course they're free to join. Definitely free to join. We can deal you in at any time.
Would you say that that's the most dangerous game you've ever played?
It's definitely up there. Definitely up in the top five.
I can't recall having seen a more dangerous game. If you reckon you can compete, maybe a different game in any kind of other dangerous situation, or just you came up with a really dangerous game. 0439757555. But Josh, all the best for whatever beautiful idea you guys come up with next.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.